Blog Talk Radio. Hello again, Kathy Holloway Hill here for the next 30 minutes, sharing this time with you to go into principle number 2 in this 9-week series for emotional bailout, 9 principles for rising when your world is falling. And we are in the Happy New Year, and this is a Happy New You, and I am really thrilled that you are really getting a lot of value out of these sessions so far, so keep those emails coming. Principle number 2 is what we're going to focus on tonight, and that is, if you think it, you become it. So, in this principle, I want you to think about yourself. When you first wake up in the morning, I want you to think about what is the first thoughts that come into your head. And I really want you to take a little bit of time to just stop and think about the last week or the last month or the last year. And how do you feel when you first wake up in the morning? And what are some of the first things that enter your mind? Is it about the busy day ahead, all the things you need to do, how much work is going to be waiting for you when you get to work, whether or not someone will have called in sick and then you'll be responsible for everything they have to do? Is it, oh my God, I know traffic is bad because I hear it raining outdoors. I hear the rain beating down on the roof, so I know traffic is going to be just disastrous. Is it, oh, I don't feel good today, I really want to call in sick? What are some of the first thoughts that enter your mind? And the reason I'm asking you that, starting off with this principle, if you think it, you become it, because when you first wake up in the morning, your initial thoughts is going to set the entire stage and the climate for your day ahead. And let me just repeat that. Whatever your initial thoughts are when you first wake up in the morning, even before you get out of bed, it's going to set the stage for however your day is going to go from that point forward. So if you're thinking dread, doom, gloom, miserable day, tons of traffic, got to hurry up and get the kids up because they're always late and they sleep in, and whatever you think about, you have the control to design and have your thoughts be whatever you want them to be before you get out of bed. And if you start changing that pattern and changing that routine and changing that habit, that before you get out of bed in the morning, recognize the thoughts that you're thinking. Recognize what's running through your head and just say to yourself, stop. And say a simple prayer, a simple affirmation, a simple acknowledgement of gratitude. And if you're a spiritual person, say, Lord, thank you for allowing me to wake up and see another day. Thank you for allowing me to wake up and have my health. Thank you for allowing me to wake up in my home that hasn't been foreclosed on. Anything. So that's where it begins when you first wake up in the morning. And it's very, very, very important that you set the stage for the day ahead, because if you don't and you think about all those negative things that I just mentioned a few minutes ago, then everything is going to follow suit. Now, this has a lot to do with the law of attraction, because what you're putting out, and thoughts are energy, and those energetic thoughts that you put out there are going to attract the exact things to you that you're thinking. So if you're thinking, oh, it's going to be miserable with traffic because it's raining, then guess what? It's going to be miserable with traffic. If you think to yourself, it's going to be a wonderful drive, yes, it's raining, but I'm not going to run into and encounter any bad drivers in spite of the rain. It's going to be a great drive into work. And if you can just continue to be aware of your thoughts when you first wake up and change them, then this is a great start for you to be on a road for having a successful day. And it all starts with a successful day, because you can't be successful in whatever your goals are, whatever your resolutions are for the new year, whatever you're trying to do, unless you have positive thoughts. Now, I also want to talk in this segment about your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Now, your conscious mind, as you know, is what the thoughts that you have in your head, that's where the thoughts live all day in your head. You know, it's going to be a bad day, and I don't like my coworkers, I don't like my job. Those are your conscious thoughts. But your conscious thoughts are coming from what is stored in your subconscious. So the question you may ask yourself is, how does all of that stuff get stored in my subconscious, and why is it negative? Because your conscious thoughts are being pulled from your subconscious. So if your conscious thoughts are always negative, that means the thoughts in your subconscious that are stored there are also negative. Well, there's a lot of things that contribute to that. Previous life experiences, things you went through in your childhood that have never been resolved, bad situations that you encountered that you never made peace with, the media, waking up, turning on the TV, listening to news stories of more doom and gloom and the recession and the economy is bad and people are killing each other, suicide, so many different things that you can hear if you turn on the news. There is nothing wrong with not listening to the news when you wake up in the morning. Now, I understand you may want to hear the traffic report. I totally get that. But there's other ways to do that. You can go and look online. If you have a smartphone, you could pull up the weather or traffic on your smartphone. So think of other ways to try to avoid turning on the TV, because when you allow these outside influences to get into your head and those conscious thoughts you're thinking, which is pulling from your subconscious, if you keep having all of that influential stuff to cause you to feel a certain way, and all of the things you've experienced in your past and everything that has happened from childhood that you never resolved, and all the pent-up emotional issues, you're not happy and you're still bitter from previous relationships, and you're still angry with family members because of something they did. All those things that are stored there, they're going to find their way into your conscious mind, and that's what's going to contribute to the negative thoughts when you first wake up, in addition to all the other things like the TV and the media and the things that you do when you get up in the morning. So the idea here is to gradually change your morning routine when you first wake up, because it does set the tone for the day. And when you start engaging in activities like positive affirmations when you first wake up, and you do that over and over and over and over again, and you allow yourself to say positive things out loud, today is a special day, I'm going to be happy all day today, I am a spiritual and a mental magnet, I am going to attract to myself all things that bless and prosper me, I am going to be successful in all my undertakings today. Whatever you want to make your positive affirmation, and say that before you get out of bed, and don't allow anything to change that. And if you do that on a consistent basis over and over and over and over again all the time, you absolutely will change what's stored in your subconscious, and you will gradually start to move those things out, and you will start to see a change in your attitude and a change in your habit. I was looking at an ABC News show the other day. It's called 2020, and I'm sure a lot of you are very familiar with it. And they did a segment on how to achieve happiness, how to be happy, how is it measured, and how do you get it? And because the media often paints, and this is what was really interesting to me, the media often tries to tell us, and they paint parenting as one of the most rewarding and happiest accomplishments in our lives. However, when 2020 surveyed 900 mothers in the state of Texas, and they asked them to record the activities that made them happiest moment by moment, you would totally be shocked at the discovery that they came up with. The top activities that really, really made them happiest. Now, this is what ranked in the top four. The top four. You would have thought parenting would have been in there because it was 900 mothers that they surveyed. But the top four were socializing, praying, sex, and watching TV. That ranked in the top four. So why was parenting not in there? And also, just to let you know, by the way, parenting ranked very low in that survey alongside the list of housework and other chores that they feel like they're obligated to do. So I guess the point here is that sometimes you think that something is what you need or want to be happy because the media, your friends, family, or somebody has told you that, but that's not always necessarily the case, and that's why it's very important to minimize your interaction with the media, minimize your influence, and allowing the media to, you know, to change your thoughts or shape your thoughts, because all that stuff gets stored down into your subconscious. And also in that 2020 segment, scientists conducted a test of the human brain to determine how happiness is created. Where does it come from? And this was a very, very interesting statistic and discovery too. They determined that 50% of our happiness is genetic. 50% is genetic. Only 10% of our happiness comes from our life circumstances, meaning your lifestyle, money, appearance, beauty, possessions. Only 10%. So, if you're doing the math here, 50% genetic, and I guess that just means if you come from a family of, you know, doom and gloom or people who have mental, emotional issues, 50%. 10%. Everybody thinks that life possessions and stuff can make you happy, but only 10% comes from happiness. And that left a whopping 40%. 50%, 10%, that's 60. So 40%, that final 40% comes from things as choice, attitude, your outlook on life, and relationships. Now, can you see this? All things we can control. 40% of our happiness is totally within our control. That is a major, major discovery. And I didn't say this. This was a result of research scientists who studied happiness. And the other important thing I want to let you know is that out of the 178 countries surveyed, the happiest country on their list was Denmark. Denmark, 178 countries. Denmark was the happiest. And America, United States, ranked number 23 on the list. Now, if America is supposed to be the land of the brave, the home of the free, and one of the wealthiest countries in the world, then why did it not rank higher on the list? What is going on with Americans, and why are we not happier? So I just think that was a very interesting discovery and research statistical findings that I think you really, really, really might be able to take some advantage of and understand. So once you start to recognize your negative thoughts and replace them with positive, new, healthy ones, that's going to set the stage to store in your subconscious what you want to be stored there. And once those happier thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes and your habits and all those things have been replaced in your subconscious, then everything that you pull into your conscious mind, it can't be anything but good thoughts, because you have replaced all the stuff in your subconscious with new healthy thoughts, new healthy beliefs, and all of those things are going to start to find its way into your positive mind, and you will be able to see light at the end of the tunnel. You will have something positive stored in your subconscious to pull from when your conscious mind has all these thoughts floating around. And instead of allowing negative words to come out of your mouth or be in your head throughout the day, and when you first wake up in the morning, you will find yourself making positive, optimistic comments about every situation that enters your life. And I know it's very difficult to focus on the good when everything around you is seems to be going bad, and you go into the office and people are negative and all of these things, but it's okay. It's okay. And sometimes you feel like you may be caught between a rock and a hard place, but this is how you are make yourself aware of how all these things affect you. And it just basically comes down to the bottom line, which is, if you can change things, which you definitely have the power, because I just told you about how people achieve happiness with that survey, 40% is within your control. So if you change the way you think, you will change your life. And I remember when I was in corporate America, I thought everything, I believed my life was fine and my income was great. I was getting my bills paid. I was living comfortably. I had a lot of stuff, cars, big houses, and all these things. But I was very emotionally unhealthy. I was suffering emotionally. I was unhappy. My mind was filled with negative thoughts. So it's just a reminder that stuff and possessions, just like that survey said, 10% of happiness comes from our stuff and our possessions, and I was a walking example of that. I had everything money could buy, but I was not happy. So that's why it's very important to, you know, if you go back and listen to Principle 1 and the previous segments I've had on here about discovering your passion and living your purpose and following your passion, these things are all very important, because that 40% that you're in control of, remember, it's choice, it's attitude, your outlook on life and your relationships. And the only way to have that be great and wonderful in your life is to discover why you were placed on this earth and discover what your special and unique gifts are. Because when you discover what your special and unique gifts are, that's when everything is going to change. You're going to be able to remove the negative stuff out of your subconscious. You're going to pull up all the weeds and start to plow new ground, and then you're going to have a better way of thinking. You've heard it said that you are what you think, and your words create your world. You have all the free will and the capacity to formulate your thoughts and design your life. Your thoughts can be as positive or as negative as you choose. Now, of course, we know the recession has a powerful grip on our country, but why can't you look at it this way? There have been recessions since our country first settled, from the Great Depression to our current state of the economy. Recessions have worldwide devastating effects, absolutely. But you know what? Recessions come and go. They've always been around. They probably will always, well, no probably to it, they always will be around. But it's not about that. It's about your outlook about it. Your thoughts are powerful, more than we realize. If we could just understand that one point, we could totally change our lives. Mind power is the second strongest power next to the spirit. The thoughts that pass through our mind are responsible for every activity, behavior, and situation that will come into our existence. And our predominant thoughts influence our behavior and attitude and control our actions and reactions and Basically, it comes down to you are what you think. Look at it this way. Our thoughts are very similar to a movie that is recorded in our mind's DVD player. What you play in your mind, which is like what you would play in your DVD player, what you play in your mind, your thoughts, is what you see and experience. What you think about is what you bring about. It will be your life. It is your life. So in order to make your life change, it's necessary to eject that old movie from your mind's DVD player and begin playing a new creation, a new DVD movie, a new one from your desires, wishes, and life goals. And let those positive thoughts lead you and guide you. Allow that to be how you govern yourself and how you see yourself. And when you wake up in the morning, allow that to be the training and the desire and the design that you want for your life. Consistency and commitment are very important in this area when it comes to your thoughts. Because the consistency is what's going to keep you grounded. It's what's going to keep you motivated. It's what's going to keep you on track. And it's also what's going to keep your subconscious mind healthy. I think about the classic film, The Wizard of Oz, when the wizard told the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion that they possessed the power within themselves to have what they wanted. They always did. They just didn't realize it. And once he explained this, and they understood it, they moved toward their goals of emotion, knowledge, and courage, which is what the Tin Man, Scarecrow, and the Lion felt they didn't have. And I think that's a very, even though I know it's a fairy tale and it's a, you know, a fictional movie, but it really does tell us a valuable, true story about ourselves and how our subconscious mind is amenable to the power of suggestion. And it has complete control over the functions, conditions, and sensations of our body. And this powerful process can either weaken or strengthen our bodies, as well as our spiritual and emotional health. We possess the power in our minds to accomplish whatever we want. Our subconscious is very similar to a deposit we place into our bank accounts. What we put into our bank accounts is what we are able to withdraw out. And what we put into our subconscious is what will come out into our conscious awareness. So when you decide to start making consistent, positive deposits into your bank accounts, you will have consistent positive reserves to pull out and live with. And I think that's a very, very, very key point to end segment two on, because as we all know, this is the key here. This is the nitty gritty. This is really, really what it's all about. You all have goals. You all have dreams. You all have desires. Everyone has something that they would love to accomplish in life. And I want to also say, I said last week and I'm going to say it again, don't allow money and possessions to be your focus. You've already heard me say, this is the third time I'm saying it because I think it bears repeating, that only 10% of the happiness from that survey, only 10% of the happiness survey shows that that's where happiness comes from. So we know money is in that 10%, and that's a small, small piece of what it takes to be happy. So please don't allow money to be your focus. Focus on what makes you feel like you're making a difference. What is fulfilling to you? What is your dream? What is your desire? What is your purpose? What makes you jump out of bed every morning? What is it that really, really gets your juices flowing? What fuels your soul? What is the gasoline that you put in the tank of your subconscious, of your soul, of your inner essence? That's what it's all about, and that's what it's going to take for you to become what you want to become. So ending this segment, principle number two, you think it, you become it. Because if you think it, you will become it. So leaving this segment, I want you to leave this knowing that if you change it, you can have it. And even though that's not the name of one of my principles, but that's how it goes. If you change it, you can have it. So whatever you want in life, it's yours. It's just a thought away. So thank you very much for listening in for principle number two. And I look forward to being with you next week as we embark on principle number three, which is think again and shift your focus. And we're going to talk also about stepping out of your comfort zone box, because that's very, very, very important. So thank you very much. I also want to remind you to go to the website and download the workbook. And also, for all of you who are listening in for the full 9 weeks, you will get the workbook for free. And I want to make sure that I want you to understand that, because this is a very lucrative offer for you, because with the coaching I'm doing here for the 9 weeks and the workbook, that is over a $300 value, and you will be getting that for free when you tune in to all 9 weeks of the series. So keep that in mind. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Always enjoy helping you to enhance your life. Remember, if you think it, you become it, but if you change it, you can have it. Thanks a lot. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and I'll see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good evening, everyone.